Over the years, I've actually identified seven different species from this area, and I know of nine all up that have been identified from this area. So they don't live here. It always seems to occur during the summer period when we get the currents coming from the north, the warm currents, and that's and then we get the storms, and the turbulence and so forth, and the snakes end up on the beach, worn out virtually, and been floating around for a while, and they collect the barnacles, and then they can't shed their skin, and they end up in all sorts of trouble. So then they end up in our care at the Porpoise Pool, well, Dolphin Marine Magic, sorry, now. And Barney, well, he's just been released, which has been great.
Yeah, tell us about Barney. 4.5 kilos. He was huge. What did he look like?
It's called a Stokes sea snake. It's our largest sea snake. Extremely thick set. Yeah, it's just a big, big snake, and one of my favourites, of course, because they're so big. But he's, virtually from the north, as I say. Not unusual for us to get them. They're actually quite a common sighting on our beaches in the summer.
Deadly?
All sea snakes are venomous. So, yes. And because of the size, large venom yield, quite a dangerous bite. So you really don't want to go anywhere near them. If you do see a sea snake, all you need to do is just keep an eye on it, make a phone call.
How rare is that, though, of actually seeing one? I mean, would surfers see these sea snakes when they're out the back?
I've spoken to quite a few surfers over the year, and they've seen them pop up next to the board. But fortunately, sea snakes are very, very shy, very reluctant to bite. Virtually the only time you'll get bitten is if you handle it. You've got to actually handle the snake. I don't know of anybody that's been bitten by a sea snake while they've just been in the water.
So tell us about Barney. What did you do? You removed all of his barnacles?
All the barnacles. He was placed in fresh water, which kills the barnacles. Then the barnacles were peeled off one by one. And then we were able to keep him for about 2 weeks all up in the conditions that they've got there at the Porpoise Pool, which suited Barney. And he was given antibiotics, and he was rehydrated. And then he went through a skin shed. And luckily I was there to be able to just peel the skin off, and it came off really well. That's what we were concerned about, that any lesions that were on him would stop the skin from coming off, where if he shed it again while he was in the wild, and then he'd probably end up in care again. So luckily came off.
Why does a snake have to shed its skin?
Well, they do it for two reasons. One is for growth. As they grow, because we shed all day. Our skin comes off all day, but theirs doesn't. So as they grow, it comes off periodically. And also, if they do have any problem, any skin problems, they can actually put themselves through a skin shed and clear those problems up. And that's what Barney did. So we're very, very happy with it. And the release was fantastic. Did it out at Split Solitary. It split in between Split and Solitary Island. And he just swam off. It was fantastic.
Give you a wave?
Oh, well, it's a shame they don't have hands. I'm sure he would. He waggled his tail a little. There you go.